The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Last year our community was informed that due to high contamination, there would be significant restrictions on what could go in public-facing and municipal compost collections going to A1 Organics, the commercial composting facility currently processing green waste for the Front Range. While the change to a simpler system was understandable, it sent many an eco-conscious individual reeling, worried that the composting infrastructure was breaking down. Thankfully, it hasn't. Sustainable Resilient Longmont, SRL, has been keeping a close eye on the numbers, and we're pleased to see that not only has the volume of green waste being diverted through Longmont's curbside collection stayed steady, there has actually been a slight increase in amount collected and resident participation in the past year. This is fantastic news because the compost system is one of the more effective solutions to reducing methane emissions, a major greenhouse gas that is worsening the climate crisis. SRL volunteers have also been thrilled to see that the City of Longmont's Waste Department has dedicated time and resources to pilot the use of reusable serviceware at city events, further promoting the mission of zero waste. At September's Rhythm at Roosevelt, attendees and food vendors were introduced to R-Cup and Deliver Zero, two new companies that supply reusable cups, plates, and anything else you would need at a festival. This opportunity to eliminate single-use items altogether was a wonderful success, with attendees saying how much they loved the reusable serviceware, and the city avoiding hundreds of gallons of waste by using these products. With the success of the pilot program at Rhythm at Roosevelt, SRL hopes to see the City of Longmont continue using reusables at all public events in 2024. And continue to educate the public on the need to move away from single-use service items, regardless of whether they are compostable or not. And when you are making purchases this year, remember that reduce, reuse, recycle has two additional R's. Refuse, say no to single-use disposables, and rot, compost your green waste. Let's all work together for a sustainable future. Naomi Kurland and Garrett Chappell on behalf of Sustainable Resilient Longmont's Zero Waste Action Team.